The fog settled over the island, strangling the sun and bringing the feel of impending disaster, which, I supposed, should have been a clue as to how my day was going to go. Not that a day riddled with trouble and tragedy hadn't been, in part, on the menu all along. I supposed, looking back, I might have approached the day with a bit less ambition. Perhaps I should have known it was going to take more than a single day to save the world, save my friends, and assuage the guilt that ate away at my soul a bit more with each passing hour. After pulling my swimsuit on, I layered it with an old gray sweatshirt and faded black sweatpants, tied my long blonde hair back, and headed toward the dark hallway, making my way slowly through the silent house where my aunt, sisters, and nieces still slept. I headed out onto the back patio, where I'd left my surfboard the previous evening after returning from a party on the beach. Once I'd picked my board up, I headed through the back gate to the sandy shoreline. As I trudged my way through the surf at the water's edge, I thought about my plan for the day, which had seemed to be simple enough when considered in pieces, but suddenly seemed overwhelming on this dark, foggy morning. Focusing on the silhouette of the old wooden pier, where I was to meet 10-year-old Jilly Chesterfield for our morning sets, I chased away the turmoil in my mind. Since I'd been home on Shipwreck Island, following the tragic death of my good friend and colleague, Faith Meadows, I'd begun surfing with the daughter of my teenage boyfriend, Riley Chesterfield, almost every day. Hitting the waves as the sun peaked over the distant horizon was an activity that both Jilly and I enjoyed, and it provided a therapeutic way to deal with the emotional issues that seemed to be strangling the life from each of us. It didn't appear we had the sun to look forward to this morning, but the waves were cooperating, so perhaps the sun would find its way through the thick, moist fog as well. "Morning, Jilly," I said to the young girl who was waiting for me. "Morning, Sid." Jilly pulled her long braid over her shoulder. "Are you still coming home with me after we surf? Mom's expecting you."
"Yes, I'm still coming home with you," I confirmed. I usually headed back to the resort to shower and have breakfast after our morning sets, but I'd promised Jilly's mom, Val, that I'd stop by today and interview her about her memories leading up to the attack that had left her husband suspended in the void between life and death.
"Did your mom make the notes we talked about Saturday?"
She nodded.
"She's been working on them all weekend. I think it's helped her. She ate lunch and dinner yesterday, and I haven't noticed any more empty rum bottles on her nightstand. She still seems sad and worried, but she also seems alert and determined to find out who did this to my dad. She's really hoping you can help us."
"I'm going to try," I said as I peeled off my sweats and headed toward the water. I knew that finding the person, or persons, responsible for Riley's coma wouldn't be an easy task. But with the help of Val and my resources at the FBI, I intended to do everything I could to bring whoever attacked Riley to justice. Wading into the warm summer sea, I paused for a moment as the silky water surrounded my lower body. Pushing off with my legs, I began to paddle toward the breaking waves, diving beneath those I encountered on my way to a point beyond the break line.
"Will you stay all day?"
Jilly asked once we'd made our way beyond the breakers and were sitting on our boards waiting for the next set of rollers to pass our way.
"No, not all day, but for a couple hours, which should be plenty of time for me to get the information I need to get things started."
My plan for today was to head to Jilly's house with Jilly and check in with her mother. When I'd checked on her this past Saturday, I'd sensed that she was on the verge of giving up and doing something desperate. So my first goal was to give her hope and a reason to pull herself together. I figured I could go over things with Val and maybe get a feel for what Riley had been working on at the time of the attack.